Season 5, episode 56, your midweek bonus episode. Oh, yeah, we got some good ones this week. As always, to get you over the hump, that's what this is for. You don't have enough stupidity in life. We have to give you bonus stupidity. So, if you know somebody who could use a really stupid story, pass it on.
All the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed because we've all done something stupid.
Because it's a great big stupid world, and we're feeling kind of crazy as it turns around. Great big stupid world.
I'm Insane Eric Lane. And welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get 5-star stupidity for you. So give it a 5-star rating and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. Well, if you're going to put your kids up to something that is stupid, I'm going to talk about that on this podcast as well. That's right. If you're a 28-year-old Georgia mother who got arrested for encouraging your little daughter to snatch an unattended purse at a restaurant, well, this is for you. Surveillance video caught the whole thing of that incident, and she was identified by police. She is Kenya Butler. She's of Union City, Georgia, been taken into custody for this incident at the Juicy Crab. Police say she was seen on video telling her little 7-year-old girl to take that bag from a booth. After the story aired on the media, we're able to identify Kenya Butler as the offender in the case. So says Detective Taylor Dalton of the Noonan Police Department, talking to Fox 5 Atlanta. Now, Butler is being charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, theft by taking, both misdemeanors. Police did confirm to Fox News Digital. Her 7-year-old daughter is not in any trouble, by the way. Police said the mom of 3 declined to comment on why she allegedly told her daughter to do it, and that the group with her quickly left the restaurant as soon as the purse was snatched, skipping out on a more than $500 bill. Now, the investigators are looking to speak to a man that they say is responsible for the bill, seen on the video wearing a white shirt with the words, "Fake love, rich sex." I'd say what they did was pretty rich. What, you should never teach your kids to steal? Come on. I mean, just teach them that the government will always steal from them. She tells her kid to go up and snatch a purse. That's proof, I guess, that some people simply aren't worthy of the miracle of life that comes out of their snatch. You know what I mean? Really. I think she needs to have her parenting license revoked. Well, there was a traffic stop that led to the discovery of skeletal remains in Natchez, Mississippi. This is kind of a crazy thing. The police department's commander, Jerry Ford, talking to WLBT Gray News. Officers pulled a driver over of a small pickup truck and detained him because they saw him with some drug paraphernalia in the truck. And, well, after the driver was detained at the scene, he tells the officer something rather spontaneously that immediately got their attention. Well, here is Commander Ford talking about the discovery and that spontaneous confession from the driver.
The officer who was backing up went up to the driver door, made contact with the driver, and noticed paraphernalia inside his vehicle. The suspect at that time stated to him that he had information about a corpse in the nearby area.
So Ford says the officers immediately called for backup. He said, "We came out and actually went off in the woods, maybe 10 feet, and discovered there was a dead corpse." Ford says the body had been there for quite a while. All that was left was the victim's skeleton, but the head was missing from the rest of the body. He said, "We really don't know what to speculate as to what his role is or what he knows or doesn't know, but we are just basically sticking to the facts at this particular time, just trying to see where it's going to lead to." Now, Ford says no previous missing person reports have been filed that could have potentially tied into the victim's identity. The remains were sent to the Mississippi State Crime Lab for an autopsy, and investigators will continue to work the case. But that's not something you would normally expect to have confessed at a traffic stop. Yeah, we found drug paraphernalia in the truck, but I can tell you where to find a dead body. What? Well, the Murrieta, California police, they've gained some recognition for their creative placement of Lego heads over the suspects' faces in images taken during arrests and bookings, leaving many of their Instagram followers wondering what is going on. In a message posted on the social media platform, police explained that a new law restricted how and when law enforcement agencies in California can share photos and mugshots. Police said images of suspects involved in nonviolent crimes are prohibited from being shared, barring specific circumstances. They cited an assembly bill and a penal code. Now, the new law also requires that suspects' mugshots posted on social media be removed after 14 days unless special circumstances exist. The Murrieta Police Department prides itself in its transparency with the community, but also honors everyone's rights and protections as afforded by law, even suspects, according to the post. The police department goes on to say, in order to share what's happening in Murrieta, we chose to cover the faces of suspects to protect their identity while still aligning with the new law. Although some commented on the post with complaints that California was spending too much time protecting the rights of criminals, others argued that those arrested are innocent until proven guilty. One of the commenters didn't seem to care either way because those Lego faces are better anyways. That's kind of a clever idea, frankly. Well, there was a couple from Georgia that was found passed out drunk on a Florida beach. All the while, their 5 and 7-year-old children were wandered off. The Volusia County deputies desperately tried 8 times to wake up the passed-out pair. Alicia Langley and her fiancé, Timothy Stevens, while they lay in the sand, dead to the world, on Daytona Beach. When they finally got them to wake up, they seemed a little confused. A deputy could be heard asking the couple where their kids were, to which Stevens just kind of gestured toward the ocean as he stumbled around in the sand. Now here's Alyssa Langley and Timothy Stevens getting arrested and Sheriff Mike Chitwood talking about the incident.
Hey! Sheriff's office, wake up!
Who the f*** is going to bond us out?
It just boggles my mind that you would drive here and get obliterated and, you know, allow a 5 and a 7-year-old to wander off.
Well, fortunately, the kids were found safe, but they were unsupervised, splashing in their hotel pool nearby. After the woman yells at her drunk boyfriend, then he tries to run away while the cops had him on handcuffs. So he ended up face-planting and passing out. Both Langley and Stevens are now facing felony neglect charges, and Stevens is also facing more charges for trying to run off and also for possessing alcoholic beverages on the beach. Another couple that needs to have their parenting license taken away. Well, it's not safe for workout. A polyamorous Brazilian couple has taken muscle flaunting to the XXX extreme by training together at a public gym while naked. It's a form of intimacy and complicity that goes beyond the conventional, so says 31-year-old Bella Mantovani to Jam Press about their unorthodox brand of tandem sexercise. She and her 34-year-old husband, Wagner Overa, who live in Sao Paulo, have been famously vocal about their polyamorous lifestyle, which they promoted on a Times Square billboard to preach the free love gospel. The naked and unafraid lovebirds, who share a page on OnlyFans, also enjoy spicing up their sex life by taking walks together with Overa on a leash. Now, the flexhibitionists have taken to building muscle in their birthday suits, claiming they even pay their facility for the privilege to do so. One video shared to Matavani's 155,000 Instagram followers shows the gym bunnies doing every workout from bicep curls to treadmill running while naked, evoking a workout tape shot by Adam and Eve. They're not bearing all for the fun of it. Matavani says exercising naked, quote, burns more calories, claiming that she and her hubby have lost 56 pounds between them since starting this peculiar pastime. Meanwhile, Overa chalks this up to the freedom provided by the lack of clothes, which motivates the would-be Arnold Schwarzenegger to exercise more intensely. Yeah, intense nude exercising. Think about that for a minute. Well, there's a mom from Georgia who is warning parents that teens have found a new way to get high, and it's probably right inside your own kitchen spice cabinet. Sniffing nutmeg. Yeah. The woman who goes by the name Lakeview Living on TikTok posted a video after speaking with a teacher who mentioned the issue that schools in their area are experiencing with this everyday baking ingredient. She said that an area school recently had conducted a backpack check, during which teachers found bottles of nutmeg in a couple of students' bags. Well, here is Lakeview Living breaking it all down on her TikTok.
A couple of the kids had these little bottles of nutmeg in their bags. What do you have nutmeg for? And they were like, oh, culinary class. So then they're at lunch, and she's talking to the culinary teacher, and she was like, what are you guys making that needs that much nutmeg? And the culinary teacher said, what are you talking about? We're not making anything with nutmeg. Well, the resource officer overheard them. And he was like, you remember which students? The resource officer goes in the classroom, looks in their backpacks, and finds little jars of nutmeg. They're all suspended because these flippin' teenagers have figured out that you can use nutmeg to get high.
The mom explained, you know why they're all suspended? Because these flippin' teenagers have figured out you can use nutmeg to get high. Y'all can't get your homework done, but you can figure out how to get high off nutmeg? Make it make sense. Nutmeg, while, you know, generally used as a household spice, makes your eggnog taste better, is sometimes abused for its narcotic and hallucinogenic properties. It's also hazardous and potentially fatal. Just 1 to 3 seeds or 5 to 30 grams of the ground nut are used to attain that psychogenic effect. Now, the initial symptoms of taking large doses include giddiness, tingling, euphoria, and hallucinations. And the hallucinations can include changed perception in time and space, detachment from reality, and a fear of death following delirium and drowsiness. Now, other side effects include headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, dizziness, chest pain, flushing, tremor, and tachycardia. Sounds like a lot of fun, kids. Frankly, I would just use the nutmeg to season your custard pie or your eggnog. Well, some people worry about movers having possession of their personal belongings, and in some cases that would be a legit concern. There's a man in Georgia who's rather upset because he says somebody at a moving company swiped his sex dominoes that belonged to him and his significant other, and also an iPad. So, two things. If you're wondering what sex dominoes are, it's apparently a set of 28 dominoes with 14 sexually stimulating rewards. Well, it seems more like a gag gift than something that you'd notice being missing, but not to this guy. He called the cops to report the theft, and he said that he saw that a mover had placed the sex dominoes and a few other items off to the side. And then before the mover left, he went back over to the area, and that's when he allegedly took them. So the man tells the police that if the suspect is identified, he does want to press charges. Yeah, I can just hear it now. So, what are you in for?
I stole some sex dominoes.
Well, I've heard people say, focus on the message, not the messenger. Well, police in Orange Beach, Alabama were called to an intersection where a small Toyota SUV was continuously ramming an electronic sign that said zero tolerance, drugs, and alcohol. Now, officers tried to stop the driver, but dash cam video caught the man repeatedly and, rather intentionally, ramming into the sign until it was pushed off the road and completely destroyed. Eventually, the vehicle got stuck, and they were finally able to arrest him for several charges, like criminal mischief and resisting arrest. Really unclear what this guy's deal was, although they did say no drugs or alcohol were involved, which is a bit surprising. Well, here's some reactions from the onlookers.
Holy cow, he's doing it again.
The policeman's probably going to have to, like, block him in there.
How?
I don't know.
What, he's going to really go this time. Oh, my Lord, what is he doing? Zero tolerance for drugs and alcohol.
Oh,
and sex.
Yeah, what is he doing?
No, he squared up again.
The guy is 22-year-old Alonzo Duane Prim from Summerdale, Florida. Must be a pretty slow news day in Summerdale, Florida. Nobody was injured during the incident except the sign, of course, which was a complete loss, valued at about $19,500. So, man. Okay, well, I hope he felt better. Well, there was a TikToker that went viral who has been telling illegal migrants
How to Use Squatters' Rights to Steal Americans' Homes. Lionel Moreno, he's known by his social media handle Litufficial, posts a video of himself telling illegal migrants to take advantage of squatters' rights laws and invade empty properties in the U.S. Now, Moreno says in Spanish, quote, I have thought about invading a house in the United States. I found out there is a law that says that if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. Guys, here in the United States also applies the land of land invasion, and I think that'll be my next business, invading abandoned houses. Since I've looked for many codes with my friends, Africans, and they told me that they have already taken about 7 houses, as the saying goes, Daddy, you have to look for the return, and the return right now is to invade a house, since we are not in a street situation, and the only way we can have to live in the street and not be a public burden. The law says that the abandoned house deteriorated, and that is in bad condition, we can get and repair and live in it, and if we can sell it, even ask for credits with it, so what do you say? Kind of sorry English, I'll say that, but Moreno's video comes after a homeowner in Queens was reportedly detained by the NYPD for allegedly trying to kick squatters out of her own home. America, land of opportunity, right? Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, whether you think this guy's a psycho or maybe the best dad ever, maybe a little of both. He's a 37-year-old dad in Ohio. He is Adam Sizemore. And Adam is facing charges after he kept calling his son's school to complain they were giving the kid too much homework. He called the elementary school over and over and over for several days to say his son had too much homework and they didn't have time to hang out. Now, that's kind of sweet, except he was verbally abusive to the staff and used vulgar language. They say he threatened the principal at one point and told him he'd better, quote, put his big boy pants on. Well, the school eventually stopped picking up, so Adam called his local police department, not just once, but 18 times. He kept asking to talk to the chief of police and said things like, I pay your salary. Well, they did put him through, but he got his voicemail and then kept calling back. They told him he could come down to the station and talk to him in person. But he demanded the chief of police come to his house instead. Well, that didn't happen, but several officers did come to his house to arrest him. Here's a couple of Adam Sizemore's calls, along with Oxford Police Detective Sergeant Adam Price, just talking about this bizarre thing that happened.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to Chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department and we'll call the chief in and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
So they charged him with menacing and telecommunications harassment. Both are misdemeanors. And I'm guessing his son still got the homework. I'm open to talking about anything, but love talking about surviving in the stupidity that's always around us. And if you're insane enough to ask, I'm insane enough to reply. I'd love to hear from you either by leaving a voice message or a written message. And you can even do that at podcast.insaneericlane.com. Leave any comment you have from a podcast or even a question you have. I'll be happy to address either one. Your questions or comments might even be played and or even talked about in a future podcast episode. And if you or someone you know would like to join in on a podcast, you're more than welcome to participate. You can download the Spotify for Podcasters app on your phone, and you can do that just as simple as a phone call. Or I can even send you a link that you can actually participate from the website. You can download the app to your favorite app store and add that podcast to your favorites. You can also email me with comments, questions, requests at shoutout@insaneericlane.com. And of course, should you certainly subscribe to the podcast if you listen on Apple, iHeart, Breaker, Google, Verbo, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Don't forget to follow me also on Facebook and X. Just look up the handle @InsaneEricLane.
And now from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's The Week in Review.
Donald Trump has once again hinted that if he is reelected president, Prince Harry may face deportation from the U.S. if he's found to have lied about his drug use on his visa paperwork. But Harry insists that he only lies about being happy in his marriage. Prince Harry may soon have to pack his bags, and with Meghan joining, he'll also be bringing his baggage. According to a new survey, 3 in 5 Americans agree that working 9 to 5 on weekdays is outdated. And the other 2 in 5 don't work, so this survey means nothing to them. Americans especially dislike having to return to the office setting. They simply just can't stand the commute, spending the extra money, and having to put on real pants. A new survey also found that over 80% of Pittsburgh businesses are complying with the city's new plastic bag ban, mainly because that city has the Steelers, the Penguins, and the Pirates, so they're just using paper bags over their heads. Volunteer recruiters in Alabama came to the assistance of a dog who chased a coon into a cave and got stuck. Well, at least this will teach the pooch to stick with just chasing squirrels in his backyard. But when he was rescued, the dog was smiling from ear to ear, which is nice in Alabama because that's the only time you're going to see a full set of teeth. Army personnel were called to a Quebec home when the deceased owner's daughter made a surprising discovery in a toolbox: a live grenade. She was surprised to find her dad's explosive because, well, usually old folks just have explosive diarrhea. People in Quebec aren't used to things blowing up, well, except for the Montreal Canadiens hockey season every single year. And Julia Fox challenges aspiring fashion designers to transform trash into show-stopping looks on E's new cutthroat competition series, OMG Fashion. But she doesn't know that if you want clothes made out of trash, just stop by any Old Navy store. During the teaser for the show, Fox appears to model one of the creations made up of items found in a dumpster. Seeing models rocking garbage clothing is almost as surprising as witnessing them eat a full meal. And Kanye West pulled down Bianca Censori's sheer leggings, exposing her bare butt cheeks as she was heading into the Cheesecake Factory at a mall in yet another explicit outfit. I tell you, these two have terrible taste. But look, enough about choosing to dine at the Cheesecake Factory. Everybody at the Cheesecake Factory was, well, sick to their stomachs, and usually that happens from eating the food. In a recent interview, Nicole Kidman says she loves having teenage daughters. And this is a new story because she's the first person in human history to utter such insane words. The Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker says he hopes Travis Kelce and his girlfriend Taylor Swift get married and start a family. And now people are condemning him for wishing such a horrible fate on a teammate. Butker says he met Swift for the first time after the team's game on New Year's Eve. And with how much PDA Travis and Taylor exhibit, we can only assume Butker saw balls drop in more ways than one. An Orlando elected official took control of a 96-year-old woman's finances and spent more than $100,000 on a facelift. Miami hotel room, and this all came on New Year's Eve, and also on other personal expenses. This lady has no heart. I mean, which would explain how she became a politician. I mean, what was this woman thinking? She should know that you can only steal from citizens in the form of high taxes. A recent study also has found that more exercising during the day leads to better sleep at night, which would explain why 95% of Americans don't sleep well at night. Americans are definitely lifting every day, but unfortunately, it's a fork filled with mac and cheese being lifted to your mouth. President Biden wandered off stage, beelining toward a baby, and sat in the crowd as he was being introduced at a campaign event in Phoenix. And when Joe's around a baby, he becomes a woman who just got flowers. He just can't stop sniffing. A Roman statue dating back almost 2,000 years has been discovered by construction workers building a park in the UK, or a parking lot in the UK, which was kind of nice because usually the only thing you find in a parking lot are a lot of bad drivers. Digger driver Greg Crawley uncovered the marble head of a Roman lady at 16th century country estate Burghley House in Peterborough, there in England. Of course,
This is not what his buddies were expecting when he said he got some head. And the first trailer for the ninth movie in the Alien franchise, called Alien Romulus, has been released. It features a terrifying creature wreaking havoc on humanity. So it's kind of shocking that this isn't a biopic about Nancy Pelosi. Conspiracy theories about Kate Middleton were proliferating online despite some video footage that had emerged showing her looking happy and relaxed during a visit to a farm shop. Of course, that's because the farm shop didn't make the people forget about her photo shop. There was a new report that said the Olympic Village will forego having air conditioning this summer because of climate concerns. And after making this decision, organizers of the event flew home on their private jets. The Olympics go down in Paris this year, so I guess it's no big deal for residents because they're kind of used to the horrific body odor. President Biden announced that $5.8 billion in student loans would be canceled for 78,000 borrowers working in the public sector. And now that these people don't have to worry about student loans, they can focus on doing nothing at their government jobs. Yeah, people who majored in art history and gender studies are really furious. Yeah. The loans won't get wiped out because they're working at Starbucks. A new survey reveals that the average American forgets to brush their teeth 5 times per week. And, well, as a nation, we better be careful or we're going to end up having teeth like the British. You know, those surveyed also admitted to skipping out on flossing and using mouthwash 4 times a week. Essentially, many people are avoiding oral hygiene. Even more than married couples are avoiding oral sex. Wildlife officials in Tennessee said that an angler cast a line into the Norris Lake and reeled in something rather unexpected, an alligator. I promise this story is not a crock. Sydney Sweeney's new movie, Immaculate, is out in the theaters, and, well, somehow the title of the movie is not being used to describe her chest. Sydney plays a nun you see at a convent that harbors deep and terrifying secrets. Jeez, it's going to be super scary if she falls into any booby traps. And Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are reportedly living separately after the actress confirmed they previously broke off their engagement. Now, this is so sad, you know, because most people thought they'd have a happy marriage of at least 3 to 4 years. I mean, Machine Gun Kelly had previously proposed to Megan on a beach back in 2022. There were plenty of crabs, but enough about their bedsheets that night. The wives of the Cincinnati Bengals teammates, Evan McPherson and Logan Wilson, are both recently giving birth to their daughters at the same hospital on the same day. But this wasn't the first time these two guys celebrated scoring in the end zone together, you might say. It was kind of a rare occurrence. Yeah, it was not too often that the teammates get to watch half their salary suddenly disappear at the same exact time. Kamala Harris was filmed clapping to a Puerto Rican protest song during her visit to San Juan, stopping short once an aide had translated that the singers were actually protesting the Biden administration. But you can't blame Kamala for not understanding because she barely speaks English properly anyway. And there's a new environmental study that found that 4 California parks have been dubbed the most polluted parks in the nation. These parks are so disgusting and gross they can only be compared to the sludge that lives within Gavin Newsom's office. Actually, that's really not a fair comparison. I mean, really, mainly because nothing has caused as much pollution as all the empty hair gel bottles found in Newsom's dumpster. New York City experienced a rainfall record during a recent storm with more than 3.6 inches recorded in Central Park. I mean, New York City has not seen 3.6 inches since Anthony Weiner was in office. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire brought in over $40 million over opening weekend, and the only thing more frozen were people's bank accounts when they had to pay for popcorn and soda. Apparently, this movie isn't all that great. I guess too many people were turned off by the ghosts talking about voting for Biden in November. Bianca Censori wore a thick coat with a 10-year-old stepdaughter North and Kanye West for dinner at Beverly Hills after Kim Kardashian demanded she cover up around her children. Well, it's officially the end of the times when Kim K is asking someone to wear more clothing. Yeah, Kim is the one to talk. I mean, normally she's flashing more clam than a seafood market. Vice President Harris recently dodged questions about whether her campaign should be actively using TikTok due to national security concerns over the Chinese-owned app. But she insists it's fine because the president is also owned by China. And a recent survey of 2,000 adults revealed a whopping 67% of Americans feel guilty when dining out. Most feel guilty about the price, but some feel guilty about putting a stranger's meat in their mouth. Okay, for those who feel guilty, you can still eat out at home if you're picking up what I'm putting down. And a powerful storm unleashed a heavy snow and blizzard conditions across the north central U.S., and now people living in these areas want to shoot Punxsutawney Phil in the head. Yeah, that groundhog didn't see a shadow, so winter should be over by now, you know, but he's about as good as predicting the weather as the actual weatherman. A professional escape artist inaugurated a new Guinness World Record category when he escaped from a water tank in 2 minutes and 11 seconds while his hands and feet were restrained. But look, this isn't really that impressive because most guys finish that quickly. It's not every day you see someone tied up and wet. Unless, of course, you're watching too much Pornhub. And according to a new report, Courtney Cox and Patrick Dempsey are rumored to return in Scream 7. They simply couldn't say no to huge paychecks. Cox is the only actor to have appeared on screen in all 6 Scream movies. She's been terrifying fans for years, but nothing would be more horrifying than starring in another Friends reunion. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were pictured enjoying a nice lunch date in Los Angeles recently after returning from the romantic Bahamas getaway. Taylor got stuffed, and after the bedroom activities on vacation, she was full from eating lunch, too. Going from the Bahamas to L.A. is quite the change. I mean, in one place, you see half-naked people on the beach, and in the other, you see them pooping on the sidewalk. And finally, a recent report says that the Washington Commanders are shopping the number 2 overall pick in the NFL draft, which is great news for the draft pick because he won't have to play for that pile of number 2. Yeah, nobody wants to play for that franchise. They destroy careers so quickly that some players are now referring to them as the Washington Jets. Hey!
Get up close and personal with My Stupid World by interacting with the podcast through Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World's Telegram channel. I post the actual articles used in the podcast episodes every weekend from the week's collection of stupidity. When you join the channel, you'll get to read the actual stories, see the actual photos, or watch the actual videos from the stupidity that is talked about in each episode. And you can even make comments about what you read or seen, even comments with your suggestions or opinions about what I've talked about. You can even share the links to some of the stupid stories that you've encountered. Visit t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane to see a preview of the channel and download Telegram Messenger, the app to your smartphone. It's also available in desktop versions as well, and it's supported on Windows, Linux, Apple, and Android platforms. Telegram is a secure messaging app that's gaining in popularity. You can learn more by visiting telegram.org.
Underneath this genius, I'm simply a human.
It's like a caveman thing or something.
And now this week's Genius Award.
And this week's Genius Awards, we've got a 35-year-old Michigan man who got himself arrested after crashing a stolen tree-trimming truck that was pulling a wood chipper after leading police on a chase in Brighton Township, Michigan. Troopers received that call roughly at around 4:30 in the afternoon. A large tree-trimming truck with a wood chipper was driving recklessly through the Brighton Township area. Witnesses told the troopers the large truck drove off the road and hit numerous mailboxes and almost collided head-on with other vehicles in the area. Troopers then learned the truck was stolen out of Redford Township earlier that day, and Redford officials chased the truck before terminating the chase after another large truck struck a police cruiser. Redford officials told troopers the suspected thief also took another man's dog and may have been armed with a handgun. They told troopers they believed the suspected thief was under the influence of crystal meth before the police chase started. And while looking out for the stolen truck, troopers learned the truck crashed into a tree at the intersection of Hilton Road and Old U.S. 23 in Brighton Township. Witnesses told troopers the suspected thief exited the truck and ran away after the crash. The troopers, along with a canine unit, found the suspected thief inside a large Rubbermaid container at the rear of a nearby residence. Of course, he steals a tree-trimming truck. Geez, the big question I want to know is, does it also have the ability to trim bush? The suspected thief was under the influence of crystal meth, but needless to say, he should really stick to just smoking trees instead. And then there's this.
A person attempted to use an imaginary friend to evade tolls while driving the express lane on I-880. The driver was pulled over about 3 p.m. in the afternoon in the northbound direction near Industrial Boulevard in Hayward, California. According to Kyle Musselman, the spokesperson for the California Highway Patrol, talking to SF Gate. Now, there was a photo posted to the CHP Hayward social media account showing a car's passenger seat dressed with a bucket hat on the headrest and a shirt on the upper portion of the seat. The officer stopped the driver because the fast-track transponder on the car, the device that sends an electronic signal for toll collection, indicated that there were three occupants in the vehicle, but the officer could clearly see there was only one, according to Musselman. The Bay Area's express lane system, you see, laces some of the area's freeways, including I-880, that requires tolls during periods of heavy traffic. The dynamic pricing, which varies according to how many drivers are using the lane, can be as high as $15 in some places. Cars with more than one occupant are entitled to a reduced bill, or they don't pay one at all. Imaginary friends don't count as occupants when setting a fast-track transponder, says the CHP in a news release. Yesterday, this driver thought he could outsmart our officers on patrol, but failed. You can't use imaginary friends to avoid tolls, okay? Somebody's got to tell this guy to use Halloween skeletons like the rest of us. Yeah, this guy is a grown man with an imaginary friend. I mean, who does he think he is, the president? Or how about this? A 43-year-old Indiana woman is accused of holding a dryer repairman at gunpoint after he told her he couldn't accept a warranty. Reba LaJoy Wilson was arrested after police said she held a dryer repairman at gunpoint and shot at him as he tried to escape. Wilson told that the man who came to fix her dryer that a previous company said her machine was under warranty. Well, the repairman said he couldn't honor another company's warranty, according to documents. Wilson refused to pay for the repair and told the man to fix her machine or put it back together. So the worker tells Wilson he didn't work for free, but he'd be happy to put it back together if she paid his $70 house call fee, according to police. So Wilson threatened to call the police and block the door so the repairman couldn't leave. She then pointed a gun at him and told him to sit down. The repairman ran out of Wilson's back door and through her yard before he made it safely to his truck. He tells authorities that Wilson said, "I'll pop cap your blankety blank," as she fired shots in his direction. Well, now Wilson's charged with criminal confinement, intimidation, criminal recklessness, pointing a gun at someone, and unlawful possession of a gun as a serious violent felon. This poor dryer repairman had a gun pulled on him. He's used to emptying loads, but usually from the laundry, not bullet chambers. Unfortunately, though, this woman got arrested, but at least she'll get to work in the prison laundry room. And what about this? A man police agencies in multiple states have deemed the Beanie Bandit allegedly stole over $4,000 worth of items from two central Pennsylvania stores. The Lycoming Regional Police Department says that they were called to the CVS pharmacy on Lycoming Creek Road in Old Lycoming Township to investigate the retail theft. Now, according to the police and CVS, an unidentified black male entered the store wearing a beanie hat and white surgical mask, carrying numerous bags, around 7:30 in the evening. Investigators said the man filled the bags with various over-the-counter beauty products and medicines. The LRPD's release said that their investigation led them to learn the same man had entered the CVS pharmacy on Allegheny Street in Jersey Shore Borough and stole the same type of over-the-counter products valued at over $4,000. Now, officers said they determined the same man was involved in multiple other similar thefts in multiple states and was deemed the Beanie Bandit. LRPD said criminal charges are pending against the New York City Mail. Officials urge businesses to be vigilant for this type of theft and contact 911 immediately when thefts occur. The release did not identify the man police are calling the Beanie Bandit. CVSs across the country continue to get messed with by total dirtbags. Pretty soon, that acronym is going to stand for creeps, vandalizers, and shoplifters. I mean, CVS has had enough of the criminal activity. They're asking shoppers, please keep that type of behavior where it belongs, at Dollar General. You got to check this one out. A brawl that started over McDonald's French fries ended with two Virginia sheriff's deputies injured and five employees of a tow truck company being charged. A tow truck driver, upset with his French fry order, got into an argument with the staff at the McDonald's in Stafford County, Virginia.
The argument grew when another customer intervened on behalf of the employees. Restaurant management asked the tow truck driver and the group of co-workers with him to leave, but they wouldn't. Management told the tow truck drivers they were trespassing, and one still refused to leave. So when a deputy attempted to arrest that driver, he tried to run away, but was tackled and handcuffed. As that man was being escorted to the patrol car, other drivers surrounded the deputy, shouting profanities. Deputies deployed pepper spray, and another driver threw a deputy to the ground by his neck. The driver was tasered and handcuffed. Three other tow truck drivers were also arrested, and all five were charged and released on their own recognizance. The two deputies were taken to a hospital for treatment of their injuries. Officers from the Fredericksburg Police Department and Virginia State Police also responded to this brawl. Getting arrested over McDonald's is just so ridiculous. But at least jail won't be so bad because these dudes are used to horrific food quality. I mean, it isn't really how serious bodily harm usually happens at McDonald's. I mean, it's not like these people ate a Big Mac or anything. And you'll never believe this. A 25-year-old Ohio woman is charged with felonious assault after police said she cut up a man's arm with a sword. Her name is Exari Smith. She's yet to be arraigned on the charge, a second-degree felony, after she was arrested when police were called around 12:15 in the morning to a home on Hamilton Street for a report of unknown trouble and found a drunk man on the front porch bleeding heavily from his arm. Reports said the man was so drunk he could not tell police what had happened, so he was placed in a cruiser as paramedics were on the way to treat him. He was eventually taken to St. Elizabeth's Health Center in Youngstown, Ohio. Reports said that there was a large amount of blood on the porch and in the driveway, and when they made their way inside, they saw Smith being restrained by a man. Police also saw several drops of blood on the carpet in the home, according to the reports. Reports said that the man who was restraining Smith told police Smith and the victim began arguing, and the man tried to get his things and leave. So Smith grabbed her sword, according to the report, and the victim tried to disarm her, the man tells police. The two then began to struggle, and the man was cut several times on his arm, according to the report, and after several minutes, the injured man was able to grab the sword and throw it in the yard. Reports said the police found the sword that had blood on it. This woman isn't very sharp, but unfortunately for this dude, her sword sure was. I mean, the people of Campbell are appalled. They're asking her to please keep the crime where it belongs, in Akron. Okay, one more. A couple was arrested for having sex on the sidewalk in front of the Florida Popeyes in plain view of passing motorists. Responding to a report of lewd behavior, a sheriff's deputy located two suspects trysting on a patch of grass across from the Vero Beach restaurant. According to arrest reports, the cops spotted 70-year-old Arnold Mackey making a thrusting motion while on top of 44-year-old April White. When confronted by Deputy Eric Brashears around 2 p.m. in the afternoon, the duo began adjusting their shorts. Mackey, the cop noted, appeared flustered and was unable to fully pull up his shorts up, which left his penis fully exposed to oncoming traffic. Claiming she had done nothing wrong, White reportedly struggled with the cop and called him a faggot and other obscenities as he sought to restrain her. White, who smelled of alcohol, was escorted to the ground, where police found four empty bottles of vodka and an unopened bottle of rum. A motorist who called 911 after spotting the duo said he did a double take because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. Both White and Mackey were arrested for exposure of sexual organs, which is a misdemeanor. White was also charged with resisting arrest and disorderly intoxication, and both remain behind bars. White's bond set at $7,000. Mackey needs to post $5,000. This guy just wanted a couple of breasts, you know, and unfortunately we weren't talking about the ones at Popeyes. Now, this woman definitely likes her men the way many of us like our Popeyes chicken. Bone in. Hey, help spread the stupidity. You need to share, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. This is five-star stupidity, people, so give it a five-star rating. Of course, you know when you rate and review the podcast, it helps it to show up in prominent searches. Folks are out there searching for stupidity. And don't forget, if you're trying to stream the podcast, but you're in poor cell or Wi-Fi coverage, just download the thing, okay? Download every episode to your podcast player. Podcast Addict is the app I recommend for optimum performance. It's absolutely free, but they do have two types of paid versions as well. And besides this episode, there's always the weekend episode where we've got Pancho Guerrero, my insane Florida nephew, who will join in with his witty commentary when he takes over the show. Pancho will also answer your questions with his sage wisdom. In fact, you can ask Pancho about just about anything. And you can also test your skill against Pancho during the weekly Insane Game Show. Now, after we get both episodes published, I'll then take the links from the stories that we base all these stupidities on, post them on Telegram Messenger. You can join the Insane Eric Lane Stupid World channel on Telegram and check out all those links. You can make comments about them, share them with your friends, as well as interacting with the podcast as well. Preview the channel, get a link to download Telegram Messenger at t.me/InsaneEricLane. That's t.me/InsaneEricLane. It's free. It's available in desktop or mobile versions for Windows, Linux, Android, or Apple platforms. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Just look up Insane Eric Lane on Facebook or X, or visit InsaneEricLane.com. Now, finally, ponder this, will you? Judging by the sheer number of homeless people in America alone, I think it's safe to say vampires are not real. Kong, ki chong, kong, kong, ki chong, kong, 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 kong,
chong, kong. Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World is produced with the support from EnvisionWise, LLC, and AmeriCountry.com, from Wise Brother Media, Universal Comedy at the United Stations Radio Network, SheetHappens.com, Good Parts Media, and Mr. Laughs.
Theme music from Randy Stonehill. It's a Great Big Stupid World, copyright 1992 Stonehillian Music, Word Music, Twitch and Vibes Music, and is available anywhere you purchase music.
Thanks for making it to the end of Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World. Please be sure to seek therapy to ensure you still have your wits with you. And if this has inspired you to try your hand at making a podcast, you can do it absolutely free with Spotify for Podcasters. The editing and music library are at your fingertips with Spotify for Podcasters. Download the app from your favorite app store.